Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So Married to Medicine Los Angeles is back for season two, and we are loving it so far. Can't wait to get all these ladies on the podcast.
So what we've been doing is some Instagram lives for the last couple of weeks, including the Married to Medicine Atlanta ladies, since we've seen a bunch of crossovers already this season and last.
Of course, we had to catch up with the Atlanta ladies like Quad Webb, Dr. Contessa Metcalf, and Toya Bush Harris.
Plus, in the next couple of weeks, you guys will probably be hearing interviews with some of the Married to Medicine Los Angeles ladies, including some of the newcomers like Dr. Kendra and Leah.
Hear those interviews.
Hi, absolutely.
Quad, there she is. Okay, she said, you should buy it, Eric. I need all my coins. Quad, I will give you those coins, and I will also give you the floor. I know Megan wants to talk to you, so let me dip on out, and you chat with Quad.
Yes.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay.
Hi!
Meg! What's tea, Meg? What's going on, girl?
God, you look amazing for self-quarantine. What is happening? Is this your just normal?
Everything. Everything and all things, honey. And it is never a boring moment when you're hanging with Miss Quad. You knew that 5 years ago, and it still reigns supreme to this day. How are you, dear?
I am so good. I remember you being one of my first interviews at Bravo. And when you walked in, I was just like, first of all, like, I couldn't stop thinking, her body is insane.
Thank you, man. I always say this. Thank you, Pumpkin. Listen, let me tell you something. I always say, buddy by Jesus, presented by Quad. Don't believe the hype, honey. Good hair is all fake, honey. This is a whole wig, honey. And these eyelashes, whole eyelashes, they're fake boots down to the floor. But let me just say, my nails, they're fake too. But let me tell you, when it comes down to my body, my breasts, my waistline, my hips, my thighs, my butt, it's all mine. So it is body by Jesus, presented by Quad. I love to say I'm cute in the face and slim in the waist, and that's just what it is.
I am waiting for Jesus to do some work on that. For you, I think he stopped.
Ask him, honey. Let me tell you something. You better ask about him. Let me tell you, anything that you ask for, and if you're sincere in the heart and you have faith, he's got you. He's never, ever, ever forsaked me, not even yet.
Okay, the glam. I have to know. Did you do this yourself?
Now, I did my hair myself. I did my hair. Let me just talk to you about this good hair, honey. Uh-huh. This hair is everything. Get into her, honey, with this platinum highlights. Get into the fall face first. So my hair, the wig itself is made by Lace by Vonte. And then I came through tonight and put a little flat iron on it. You know what I'm saying? I put the Kim Kimble flat irons and made sure that it was nice and neat and pressed, honey, pressed with no stress. Okay? Okay. And then my makeup artist did come by. She had her hand sanitizer. It's a Lysol shower at the door, honey, when you come to my house. Okay. And then she had her baby. Let me tell you something. That is my best friend. That is the new fragrance, honey. It is not Jimmy Choo. No, it is not Tom Ford. Fabulous. It is not that. It is Miss Lysol. That is the fragrance in my household. And she had her gloves on and her mask and everything, and she did my makeup tonight. So that's that. I have had a good time with Bravo tonight. I have been very busy with the girls of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I have perched up on the couch and watched the girls, honey, give it a whirl. I think they did a good job tonight. And I also watched Married to Medicine LA. Shouts out to my girl in LA, my girls. They're doing their thing.
The first two episodes so far have just delivered completely of Married to Medicine LA. I'm loving it. I know the fans are loving it. What do you feel like is the biggest difference between the LA ladies and the Atlanta ladies?
Well, you know, I know a lot of people are comparing the LA ladies to us Atlanta girls, but you have to remember, we've been in the game for 7 years. It's different. You kind of got to get your feet wet. You kind of got to, you know, test the waters and see what's going on. You kind of got to find your way. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're doing in LA. I will say, I think they have they are showing themselves to be their own group. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to follow in our footsteps. They're not trying to be in our shadow. They're carving their own way out. So I understand that. But I just want them to make sure that they hold the people and that they make the people love them just as much as they love the Atlanta girls.
Yeah. You know, aside from you, Heavenly has been making quite the splash. And I know that you really amazing Heavenly impression. And I was wondering if you could give us a little
fun. Oh, Lord Jesus. Honey, Miss Heavenly, honey. Heavenly Kynes, honey. Kynes is extremely hilarious, I think, personally. But you know, Kynes is always in some shit. He stays in some shit. You understand what I'm saying? And you know, Kynes is like, you know, I don't know why y'all put me in it. I don't be in nobody's mess. I ain't nobody's business. So y'all put me in some shit. I ain't in nobody's business. We just gonna praise Jesus. You know, I don't have nothing to do with it. I don't have nothing to do with it. You have everything to do with it, Heavenly, because you start the shit. You're always starting it. But it's awesome.
The best impression I've heard ever, because dear God, that was spot on.
It's her. She's my friend, so I know her, you know. So she's always saying, you know, how she's not in it. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Y'all trying to put me in some shit. I didn't even say, honey, we're just going to praise Jesus. I'm very blessed. We're all blessed. We're all blessed. We're just going to praise Jesus. Y'all trying to put me in some shit.
I'm trying to figure out what happened. You call me.
It's
I'm
you.
Trying to figure out what's going on.
It's also the laugh, though. The laugh is so good.
But who is y'all? You got to ask. Who's y'all? Who's y'all? Who's y'all? You understand? I just love Daddy. I just know I love Daddy. Because see, I got a man.
Oh my gosh. So we saw that you gave Jasmine some constructive criticism on her sort of rental, like her hostessing maybe a little bit.
Right. So listen, Jazz and I hit it off from the beginning. You know, I think even last year when Jazz was having some challenges, although Asha and I are still really good friends, I did not like certain things that transpired between the two of them. And I was able to be there for Jasmine to give her some word of advice, you know, because she felt pretty much like they were all jumping on her about her husband and where is he. And it's not, listen, child. That man said he is working extremely hard. He ain't got time to be playing with these people, child. He don't know the children. He ain't trying to play with them. You know, it's hey and goodbye. You understand? And the man just might be really that busy. So I think people are giving her a lot of flack. I think we're going to see a lot of that this season, Married to Medicine LA season 2. But yes, I did. Here's the deal. I want Jasmine to be extremely successful on her own. She's married very well. Okay, she's a smart girl. She is, make no mistake. And I'm not even talking about the aesthetics, because the aesthetics ain't got nothing to do with what's in your brain. Okay, but I just saw some little small nuances that I was like, okay, you know what? She has it was a lot. She laid it all out for us. And listen, I'm not here for the free stuff. I don't really do a lot of free things. You understand what I'm saying? I pay for everything that I have. I mean, nobody else, me. I pay for everything that I have. But I think she was a great host. I think the property was very nice. There was just some small things. And I know people want to say, oh, Quad was throwing shade. Oh, she said, no, what I was doing was elevating her. There was just some minute small things that would have made although they were small, they would have made a big impact. You know, when you have women over, you want to have additional toothbrushes. You want to have sanitary things for women, whether it's tampons or I don't know, child. I don't know who wearing a maxi pad, child. Who is putting a banana between their legs? I don't know, but child, go ahead with it. But I'm just saying, you want to have those things. And I struggled with finding a wastebasket. There's a wastebasket in every bathroom in my home. I think Jasmine is a very beautiful girl. I think she has a great idea. I think she's on to something. But I would be remiss as her friend not to tell her, hey, it's just some little bitty small things. I'm not criticizing you. All I'm doing is adding to you. And as friends, you're supposed to pour into another person. So for all the people that think I was throwing shade at Jasmine, sit y'all asses down. Sit down.
Do you hear that, everyone? What are we drinking tonight?
Well, you know, now, then let me just tell you how my life has turned out.
Okay.
I don't drink Tito. I don't drink vodka anymore. I'm actually drinking Hennessy with a splash of cranberry.
Oh, all right.
And it's very nice and refined. And I drink all the fancy wines and all of that, too. I have all of that, and I have the Moet, and I have the Veuve, and I have all of the rah, rah, rah. But today, I'm drinking on a hen. The hen, hen, hen has been my friend, friend, friend.
Quarantine Quad is just living it up.
Baby, Quarantine Quad has not a problem, not a worry in sight. You know, I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at me when I went on to Bravo and we did some things. Like, and it was the quarantine couture for the girls. And I gave the girls a little bit, you know, if I was going out into the world, honey, and being very busy, these are the things that I would wear. And then we did Quarantine Cuisine with Miss Quad. So I've been having so much fun with Bravo. It's been great. And then to be with you tonight, Meg, I can't ask for anything more.
Well, I am so happy that I got the chance to talk to you. And I hate to say it, I have to talk to some of the other ladies now, but I could do this.
Well, no, I think you should. I think you should. Honey, say hi to the girls. Hi, girls. Hi. You all do well. Please watch Married to Medicine LA. I think, you know, we're going to be in for a big surprise this season with them. I think it's going to be great. Get to know the girls. I think a lot of times people are kind of like pinning them against the Atlanta girls. And honestly and truly, we're very, very, very different. But try to dig a little deeper, exercise your patience a little bit more, and get to know those girls. They're pretty fun.
Yeah.
I love LA, honey. I'm over there with LA doing my crip walk, honey. I'm over there with Dr. Dre and Tupac in the city of LA. I love it. I love it. So shouts out to homegirls of LA. And with that being said, I'm about to roll out. I want to remind everyone that my birthday is Wednesday. It is Taurus season, Meg.
Happy early birthday.
It is Taurus season. Thank you, babe. We're going to do some big things. I think I'll have a Quarantine Quad birthday bash.
Yes. More Hennessy, I hope.
Oh, God, yes. And a lot more libations. And Eric says he needs to get the book. Honey, I'm confused because I don't understand why he hasn't gotten the book yet. I'm confused.
I am going to ream him out after this and ask him what his problem is.
You got me?
Yeah.
Oh, you got me. You're going to hold me down?
Of course.
Okay.
Bye. Love you.
Bye, Meg.
Hi, Toya.
What's going on, girl?
How are you? But more importantly, how is your closet?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling in here. You know, this is where we hide when we got to get away from it all. You know what I'm saying? So I had to come down here and lock the door. But just a minute ago, I was like literally on my live. I heard a baby screaming. I ran out the closet. I was like, what the hell? And my husband was like, you do know you're on live, right?
How are you feeling about these first two episodes of Married to Medicine LA?
You know what? Actually, I'm feeling really good about them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't feel too bad. I mean, I love, you know, I love the girls of LA. You know, I liked going down there. I love seeing, meeting Kendra for the first time. That girl right there, she turned me out the day I met her. I was like, she's energetic. She got backbone. She checked heavenly ass. I was like, girl, you're in there. Okay. You're a part of the crew. All right. Jazz, I loved her. She was beautiful. As Heavenly said, she had brains, but I already knew that beauty and brains went together because we have that on lock over here. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? It was all good, but I liked them. I loved it. So it's so far the episodes has been good.
I have to imagine since they're newer to this and you guys have been at it for a while, did they come to you with questions or wanting advice about doing a Bravo show?
You know what? Honestly, last season we spoke with a couple of girls, and this season I spoke with Shanique. So yeah, they do, you know, but mostly it's about, you know, how much of themselves can they be? You know what I mean? And the editing, stuff like that. And, you know, but I always tell them the same thing. You know, when you start off, you know, just whoever you are, just be that girl. You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't change into somebody else. You know what I mean? Because I think that's what happens. A lot of people, they get on television and then they try to become who they think the audience wants them to be. you know, or whoever, you know, their castmates try to, you know, talk them up to be. Because, you know, like, for example, if you have a castmate that's constantly saying things like, oh, you know, Toya wants to be like Jazz. Mm-hmm. you know those type of castmates, you know, those haters, you know, or those people that are always trying to make you into somebody that they think you should be, you know, and then you end up trying to be that person, you know, but it's like, why aren't you good enough? So I just always tell them, girl, if God made you one way, just be that way.
I forgot who it was, but I remember a Bravo celebrity came onto the podcast and kind of said the same thing. They said, the problem is if you try to be someone you're not in the season, your first season, it's going to catch up with you in your second season.
Oh, and it's like, going to catch up in your second, third, fourth. I mean, the people can see you. Okay. Right. And all they're going to see is they're going to be like, oh my God, she's a fraud. You know, who is this person? Did she change her notes?
Different. Oh, the second season glow up is my favorite thing, where it's just like, oh, analyzed your face all first season. I get it now.
Okay, it is crazy. And it's like they're sitting there talking about some, oh, and they the main ones, girl, you fat. Girl, you do know you was fat first season, right? You do know you was like hella fat. Okay, I mean like hella fat. Okay, like we got your pictures when you tried out for the show. Okay, like you was like real big. But it's okay. It's okay, you know.
Are you thinking of someone in particular?
No, not at all.
Not you.
Not at all. Never.
What do you like LA? Did you like the visit out there? Is it somewhere?
Girl, so let's be clear. I have a homegirl in LA. She was actually on this episode. She was in the background. She had the little afro thing going on with the little pants and the cute little shape. So I love LA because I climbed a little mountain. It killed me every time. You know, but we had fun when we went out there. You know, I went to a little party. Wendy was throwing a party out there that weekend and we turned up and honestly, I have a good time every time I go. So, you know, it's a very different vibe from Atlanta, you know, New York. I mean, it gives me something every time I go. So I have a good time.
How would you say the vibe is different?
From Atlanta?
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, in Atlanta, it's kind of like, number one, Atlanta, we party all night. You know, we like to close it down around 4:00, 5:00. LA closing down at like 1:30. It's going to bed. You know, streets is dead. So it's a very different vibe. You know, that shopping is different. You know, you can do a nice little rodeo, you know, over there. But over here, you know what I'm saying? You're going to Lenox or Phipps. Yeah, that's about it.
I like it.
So over there, you got a little more options. You know, I think, you know, if I really want to go to the spa, mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to one in Atlanta.
Got it.
Not at all. You know, y'all got the nice little hotel sets. Ain't no hotel sets over here. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's different. Yeah.
So I, by the way, loved your look at Dr. Britton's birthday party. And I was wondering if it feels like you have pressure now because you do have that closet that everyone knows about to constantly fill it.
My closet is full. I mean, to be honest with you, you know what? I honestly donate a lot of my clothes every season. I go through, I take everything out and I give it away. I'm a shopaholic a little bit. I mean, it's like retail therapy for me. It's full. I actually just asked my builder if he could build another area for longer dresses. You know, I mean, that's what I do. I really do get off on it. Do you know how many tennis skirts I have? Let me show you something.
Let me show you this right here.
I have a problem. Look, let me show you. I just started taking tennis lessons, okay? But you would think.
Oh, my God.
You would think.
What are you doing?
You would think I am a pro. Do you understand me? It's serious. I have 6 pairs of tennis shoes. Why? I don't know. Do you understand?
Is your husband serious? You better be playing tennis every day.
I do. I play like 5 days a week. It's serious. I had to carve out a section for tennis gear. Like, yeah. I don't need to fill this closet anymore. It's serious. It is.
So how are you dealing with quarantine life? What are you up to these days?
So, I mean, to be honest with you, Atlanta is pretty much open. I mean, I went to Whole Foods the other day. I had my mask on. And I decided to drive through a little, you know, like, open area. And it was a restaurant that was off the chain. People sitting outside, having wine. And I was scared. I was like, oh, okay, y'all tripping. As far as we are concerned, me and my husband, we're not ready to do the rest of my life yet. But we are at a place where we feel like if we've been around certain friends and they've been healthy, you know, for the last month, 2 months, and we've been healthy, you know, we feel like, okay, the healthy has been healthy and we can be around the healthy, you know, the sick, yeah, not so much, you know, so we haven't really had any problems with quarantining because we've just kind of been in our own little bubble, and that's about it.
Yeah. So from your time hanging out with the LA women, I want to know, who do you predict will bring the most drama this season?
I don't think there would ever be a Married to Medicine without the wives. I just think we're fun. You know, and I think, to be honest, I think, you know, when you look at the doctors, you know, they're like, I don't drink, you know, I don't have any fun. I just go to work, you know, like, what do they do all day? You know, I got to go to work. Well, take your ass to work because seemingly that's what you do for fun.
Right.
You know, it's amazing to me where that's all they talk about, of how much they just love to work. Then what the hell do you do for fun? So how are you going to have any drama if all you do is work? You know? So really and truly, when you ask about drama, I guess it's going to be us that bring it.
All right. So we should be looking out for the wives this season is what you're
pretty
saying.
Pretty much.
Dr. Contessa. Hey, girl.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You just got off with my bestie.
I did. Your BFF. So can you describe your friendship with Britton in like 5 words?
I would say sisterhood. We're parallel. We are supportive. We are non-competitive. And we are winners.
Love that. That was really good.
Yeah.
Now, because you guys don't live in the same city, how often do you get to see each other?
Oh my gosh, when she lived in Florida, all the time. We would literally drive down like literally every 2 or 3 months. And our kids are like close to the same age, so it was like perfect. Now she's in California, it's so much less. And plus, I'm finishing up my program in Asheville. So not as much as I like, but as soon as I finish, I'm going to be out there all the time.
Right. Yeah. Now, besides seeing Britton, what is your favorite part about going out to LA?
The weather. The weather is one, and people are like so laid back. Like, I feel like everybody wears flip-flops and like khaki shorts or like proper attire for a wedding, a funeral, like anything essentially.
Right.
They're like, everybody is so chill and laid back. I love that.
That's what I was talking to Dr. Heavenly about. I was like, what is the biggest difference between the LA crew and the Atlanta crew? Do you think it's that sort of laid back mentality?
Love it. And like, even they will wear, I mean, things that you would typically not associate with like a doctor, like short shorts and their bellies out. And so, I mean, even in the first episode, you noticed that I like pulled out my clothes from the back of the closet and I was like, I got to bring out my LA gear. So, yeah.
With everything that's going on in the world right now, shout out to you and all of the other healthcare workers. I mean, truly, it's frontline workers are out there and it's incredible. Is there anything that you want to share to those people who are working on the front lines?
I'm so grateful that, one, I became a physician more so than I ever did before. And I've changed my career to become, you know, to go into public health. But I will say to all the people working on the front line, not just the doctors, the nurses, the medical assistants, the lab techs, the cleaning staff, thank you so much for everything that you do. We couldn't do what we do without everyone. We all work as a team, and it takes everybody, including the patients, including the patients and the family members who sometimes have family members that they can't go into the hospital to see who are at the end of life, and understanding that it's painful for us to see patients suffer alone. And we do identify and feel their pain. And it just makes it so much, I guess, better to know that we are all together. We're all going through this whole thing together. We're sad, you know, we're also invigorated and we're so energized about what we do, but we also want to make sure that patients understand, especially the ones, people who have lost loved ones, our heart goes out to you and we do our best. But, you know, I just want to say thank you to everybody, the whole world, and even the people who stay at home. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, that's amazing. That's amazing. A lot of people are commenting. Thank you so much. You got some thumbs up from Dr. Heavenly.
Thank
Before tonight's episode, do you guys in the comments have any questions for Dr. Contessa? We have just a few minutes before the next episode starts. Mm. Haha Sweet says, Dr. Contessa is our next Surgeon General.
Yes. People, and you know what's crazy? Last year, people were like, what is that? This year, everybody knows. So it's just amazing how 1 year changes everything, right?
It's so true. It's so true.
I do have a message for people. We have a shortage of people working in public health. If anyone is, like right now, they're kind of going through this motion of, I want to change careers, I want to do something different. Or if even they're mentoring young people who are figuring out what they want to do, consider public health. It's more than doctors. We need people from the beginning, you know, from the one end to the other. So please consider public health.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right. Any more comments for Dr. Contessa? We have just a few minutes before episode or season two of Married to Medicine LA starts.
The drama is coming. The drama is coming.
The drama is coming.
Don't you? You can't tell. I can't tell, but oh, that first episode is so good.
I mean, I did watch tonight's episode just so I could know what was going on. And believe me,
it's my good. Mouth was agape. And I was there.
Right. You're like, what's going on?
I was speechless and I talk all the time. So honestly, it's beginning to end. Don't miss a moment. It's going to be fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Contessa, for joining us. We're so excited about this season.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you guys for continuing to support us. We really, really love you. And thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.